Well, I was going to have something special for you tonight. Just a couple weeks ago, I guess, we had the Soul Winning Marathon. It's a yearly and annual thing that we do with our college student body. And this year was like other years in the fact that it was a wonderful blessing, and lots of folks were led to the Lord, and the gospel was preached to them on an individual soul-winning basis there, confrontational door-to-door evangelism, however you want to term it, and participating in that. And it was a blessing this year. We did it over in Lakeland, Florida. Biggest city in our county is Lakeland, of course, and in conjunction with the Calvary Baptist Church over there in Lakeland, and heard the good report in College Chapel, I guess it was just yesterday, Brother Lewis gave of Pastor Skelton over there, saying that they had a big increase on their bus riders and their bus ministry, had an increase in the a lot of prospects that have came as a result of the area having tracts passed out, being canvassed, folks being invited to church, folks being taken through the Romans Road, shown the scripture concerning their soul and their sin and their salvation, and all those things. So we've been hearing good reports, and a lot of seed was sown, and so we're looking for a good harvest there, and already starting to see the good harvest that the Lord has given. So we're thankful for that. So tonight we have Brother Lewis. He's going to come up, and he's going to call up the students. They're just going to stay up here in the choir tonight, and I don't know if we'll get to hear from all of them this evening, but we'll try and hear from them as many as we can tonight, and then make sure that it would break their heart if they didn't get a chance to testify. So we'll try our best to get as many to testify as we can, because they're not scared and they're not nervous. It's they're eager, not anxious. They're eager. There's a difference between the two words. That's what my English teacher taught me at Landmark Christian School, and most people don't know that, but there's a difference. And so they're very anxious. That's what they are. Amen. All right, come on, Brother Lewis.
Amen. It was a good time. We went over there the 24th, 25th. And 26th of March, which was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we stayed here and drove over every morning. We were knocking doors no later than 9:30 in the morning. Wednesday, we knocked doors all the way up till 5:30, and then we went to CC's, and they got to see a vivid illustration of the plague of locusts that you read about in Genesis. I mean, we went through there, amen, and then Thursday and Friday, pretty much the same thing. So once again, almost 300 professions of faith. They not only had a great increase the Sunday after we were there, but they also, after I spoke with them, they told me they had a great increase on Easter Sunday as well. Amen. So praise God. Tonight we're going to hear from, and I'm going to call your name, just start lining up here, and then like we spoke, get up, speak, sit down. Amen. We'll start off with, let's start off with Mary Cameron, and then we'll hear from Mary Cameron, and then Chad Stanley, then Hannah Arnold, then Greg Cameron, Lois Risquina, and then Brent Whittle.
One quick instruction, make sure you use the microphone. It's not a magic wand. You have to. It has to be in front of your mouth for us to hear what you're saying, and it's always a blessing to be. Though speaking in tongues, we want. And there's not an interpreter present tonight, so we want to be scriptural. But just use the microphone, and Brother Case will adjust it according to your ability. Amen. All right. Here we go.
Well, my name is Mary Cameron, and this was my eighth year getting to go to the Soul Winning Marathon. And I had many memorable experiences. Some were funny, some were not so funny. The funny ones were, I almost got attacked by a goose, a snake, a demon hornet, and some chickens. But I'm not gonna go into all that. The good news was, I got to lead this one lady to the Lord, and I was talking to her mom. She was cleaning her window in her mobile home. And as I was talking to her, she, when I asked her about going to church, she's like, oh yeah, I go to church. And then she looked at me and she goes, I don't know why I said that. I just lied to you. I don't go to church. And so I said, well, I'd like to invite you. And she says, well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I probably won't come. And I was like, okay, well, I appreciate your honesty. You can't force them to come, you know, just be nice, give them a track, and give them an invitation. Well, as I was talking to her, this little face pops through the window, and it was a little boy. His name was Adam. And then Adam's mom's face popped out of the window. So I started talking to Adam's mom. And as I was talking to her, I thought she wasn't going to listen to me. But surprisingly, when I asked her the question, if she knew for sure she'd go to heaven, she didn't know, and she wanted to know. She's like, hold on, I'll be right outside. And so she came out, and as I was witnessing to her, she was just so serious. You could just tell that God had been dealing with her. And just as she's getting ready to pray, this hornet came and was like right in between our faces, and it wouldn't leave. And so I don't like hornets. I don't know anybody that does, but I was like, okay, I'm not gonna worry about it. And then it tried flying around under my dress and stuff. And I just kept on witnessing, and she ended up getting saved. And it was a great time. And one other thing, we get mistaken for JWs all the time. And there was one blessing. We went up to this man's door, and when I asked him, you know, if he got to attend church anywhere, he says, oh yeah, he says, I'm a Baptist. And I said, well, so are we. And he said, y'all are Baptists and you're going out? He says, I've never heard of that except for one church, but you probably never heard of it. They're from Haines City, Landmark Baptist Church. That's the truth. So it was a blessing.
I'm Chad Stanley. This is my fourth Soul Marathon, third as a student, and what a blessing it was. I remember the first day when we got picked up for lunch. I don't think we talked, me and my partner, I think we only talked to maybe one or two people. There wasn't hardly anybody home, and the people that were home, they didn't want to talk. Rather, they wanted to slam their door in our face, and it was hard. When I got on the van to go back and eat lunch, I told Brother Hill, I said, Brother Hill, I believe you dropped us off on the hardest street in all of Lakeland. And he laughed. He said, no, it's not that bad. I said, yeah, it's that bad. The afternoon picked up good for us. We had a lot more people receptive to the gospel. I was able to lead one soul to the Lord, and my partner, I believe, led one soul to the Lord that afternoon. And then Thursday was a hard day. It started out hard. There was people, we'd get all the way through the plan of salvation, and it'd just break your heart, because after they'd heard the plan of salvation, and they'd tell you that they're going to hell, but they still wouldn't accept Jesus Christ, and it was heartbreaking. And I remember at the end of the day, I won one more person Thursday afternoon to the Lord, and I was really heartbroken on the way home, on the way back to Haines City, and we're on the bus, and part of Soul Winning Marathon, part of the blessing of Soul Winning Marathon is the preaching we have on the bus and the singing and the fellowship. It's like a revival on wheels is what it is, because when 80, 90 students get in tune with the Lord and they've been praying and they've been begging God to do something great, and there's just something about the atmosphere and the spirit. But I remember on the bus on the way home, Brother Winston was preaching. He told us, he said, open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. And I don't remember the chapter he told us to open it to, but I don't remember, I was feeling down and I was just down in the dumps, and I was saying, God, is it my fault? Is it my fault that I'm not able to win as many people as what I'd like to win? I want to see more souls saved and I want to do more, God. I'm just not satisfied with what I'm doing right now. And I was really beating myself over it. And when I opened my Bible to the text that Brother Winston gave us, my Bible fell open to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I just happened to glance down to see where I was so I could find my text where he told us he'd be preaching out of. And the first place that my eye saw was in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, where Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And when I read that, it was like the Lord just gave me a boost of energy. And he said, listen, it's not about you. It's not about what you do. It's about what I do through you. And I was just so excited about it. And I couldn't sit still. When Brother Winston was done, I jumped up and I felt that the whole bus kind of felt the same way I did. We were all down a little bit. I mean, we were excited, but at the same time, we were down. And I thought, you know, it's not about us. It's not about what we do, but it's about what God wants to do through us. Will we be willing to be used by him? Thanks.
My name is Hannah Arnold, and this was my very first Soul Winning Marathon. And it was a blast. I was on Brother Chad and Brother Hill's team, and like Brother Chad said, the bus rides, they were amazing. They really did make the trip. Brother Chad preached Thursday night, that sermon that he just talked about, and I was kind of down because I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord the whole marathon, but Brother Hill kept encouraging me, and the sermon that Brother Chad preached encouraged me because, you know, I got to share the gospel with a lot of people. Even if they didn't get saved when I witnessed to them, they still heard the gospel. So that was a real encouragement to me that you know, they still heard it, even if they didn't accept it when I gave it. And Wednesday afternoon, my team that I was with went out with Brother J.D. Lewis from Calvary, and my partner and I were at this one door, and the boys had moved on to a different door, so Brother J.D. stayed back to kind of watch my partner and I. And when we got done at that door, he goes, why don't you girls walk over to this group of kids? There was four kids playing in the field off a little ways, and he goes, why don't you guys go talk to them? So I went over to go talk with them, and I introduced myself and my partner, and I was talking to them, and they're like, oh yeah, we go to church and all this stuff. And I was like, well, you guys, that's good that you go to church, but even more important is knowing for sure that you're going to heaven when you die. And it was a real encouragement to me, because four children from the ages of 7 to 10 gave real clear testimonies of having the Lord as their Savior. And so that was one of my biggest blessings from Soul Winning Marathon this year.
Hello. My name is Greg Cameron. I'm from right around here, Summers. This is my second Soul Winning Marathon. Last year was awesome. I think this year it got even better. I don't know. It's been a blessing. I mean, just being around, getting to know all these people, and then the close-knit family that we have here, and getting to preach and sing and everything together on the bus, like they said, is great, hearing all the preachers and everybody just singing and praising the Lord. Well, the first day, me and my partner, we sowed a lot of seed by putting papers in doors. Basically, we didn't really get to talk to a lot of people the first half of the day, but the second half of the day, we got to go through a couple little trailer parks and whatnot. And one of the first houses we went to in one of the trailer parks, I knocked on the door, and at first, I'll be honest, I was like, well, these people probably ain't gonna listen, no ways. But I'm gonna try, because I seen the kids, they were out there throwing rocks and hitting them with a baseball bat, and I was kind of tempted to go and kind of hit with them, but I thought, no, that probably wouldn't be right to do. But so I went in there, and I talked to the mom, and I asked her the question, and she didn't know that she was gonna go to heaven. She didn't know anything. And so I went through the scriptures with her, and I showed her that God actually does love her. And she just seemed down when I walked up there. She seemed upset. Life was getting to her. Her son just dropped out of school. Just life was getting to her. This old terrible world, the devil, the wickedness, it was getting to her. And I just showed her that God loved her, you know, but God commendeth his love toward us. And I just showed her that. And you could just see the smile coming across her face. And I showed her that, you know, Jesus paid for her sins, and she accepted Christ and she got saved. And the whole time I noticed that her daughter was sitting up inside the door to the house, inside the screen porch, and I kept an eye on her as I went through the plan of salvation. And I asked her, I said, did you hear what we said? And she said, I heard some of it. So I said, well, come on out here, if you don't mind, I'll show you. So I showed her. I went through the scriptures with her and dealt with her on a couple different things. She had never heard nothing about nothing. She didn't even know who Jesus was or anything. I mean, right here in America, people that never even heard of Jesus. And I asked her, do you believe Jesus is God? And she's like, no, I don't know who he is. And her mom kind of was like, no, you believe. I said, no. I'd rather her give an honest answer and we can deal with that. And she's like, okay. So I showed her some scripture that showed that Jesus was God. And she went through and she got saved. And then after we were done, I just showed her that verse in Luke chapter 15 where it talks about the angels, and there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And man, she smiled so much. I showed her the verse that talks about, you know, God loved her before the foundations of the earth, that, you know, he promised that he'd save her. Man, she was smiling. She wanted to come to church, and it was great. Thank you for sending us.
Hi, my name is Lois Reskina, and this was my first Soul Winning Marathon, and it was the best 3 days of my life. It was so amazing, and just being able to be a part of that was an honor and a privilege that I thought about how many friends I have in college, and they've never talked about doing something like that before. I just felt really privileged to be here and be a part. The unity on my bus was incredible. It was unmistakable. Just God really blessed and helped us all to stay on track, and we just had a lot of fun together, but spiritually it was just really exactly what we needed every day. The guys, every single one of them preached and brought forth the word like I never heard them preach before. It was really good, and I was able to lead a lady to the Lord that she was Catholic, and she didn't know that the Bible said you could go to heaven when you die, and so I was able to share the gospel with her, and she got saved, and the joy in her face was amazing. It was so worth it just to be there sharing it with her, and she had four little children, and I knew that, you know, someday, Lord willing, she would share the gospel with her kids when they're old enough to understand. It was really cool. And just thinking about not only were 264 people saved, but we got to pass out tracts to hundreds more people, and that many people have the gospel in their hands. And like Hannah said, we shared the gospel. Particularly, I noticed my team, I felt like we shared the gospel with a lot of people that just said, no, not now. But Brent Whittle was in our group, and he just kept reminding us that the gospel is preached, and that's the most important thing, and then it's, you know, the Lord takes care of the rest, and that we shouldn't be discouraged. And that really just encouraged me throughout the 3 days, just to remember that as long as we were doing our part, that God would take care of the rest. So thank you.
My name's Brent, and this is my second Soul Winning Marathon. It was just a great blessing for me. Last year was wonderful, and this year I just love Landmark. It just keeps getting better, and I mean, just going out and soul winning and just spending 3 days just to go soul winning is just an awesome opportunity for us to do. I know that no other college probably in the country, I mean, I'm not sure, but I don't know if any other colleges that go out and go soul winning like we do and separate for 3 days and just go soul winning. And that's just a great privilege that we have. And, you know, I remember the first day out on the Soul Winning Marathon, we went out, and I think it was just the first couple of doors, and my partners over there, the ladies, they had won a lady to the Lord like the first couple of doors, and I was just really excited. And we had gone down a little bit farther, and we got into this big apartment complex with, you know, I was just like, man, this is gonna be, you know, this is gonna be the honey hole right here. We're gonna find a lot of stuff out here, man. And you know, we got out there, and you know, I went to the first door there at that apartment complex, and there was a lady there that answered the door, and I got to lead her through the plan of salvation. She had never heard the gospel before, and I really thought she was gonna get saved. She looked like she was focusing on what I was saying, and it looked like there was conviction there. I could see it in her eyes, and I got to the point where I asked her if she would like to receive Christ as her Savior, and she said, no, I can't. And that just, it burnt me up inside, you know, that lady just rejected the gospel after she was so intense and paying attention to what I was saying, and hearing the word of God being, you know, just being preached to her, and she rejected the gospel. It was just crazy, and I was just like, man, and you know, I kept telling our group that we just gotta, we're preaching the gospel, and that's all we're required to do, is to go out and preach. And then I went to, I think it was maybe the next door or two, and I went to this door and knocked on the door, and a guy come out, and he was probably 40-year-old man, and he had never heard the gospel either. And I got to preaching to him, and just giving the gospel, and that guy, he's like, hold on, my wife's in here, let me go get my wife. And he went out and he grabbed his wife, and they ended up both getting saved. And that was just an awesome blessing, and I just thank God for Landmark. I thank God for Landmark Baptist Church. I love this church, and I love our college, and I love Pastor Stephen and Pastor Carter. I just love it. It's great. And I just thank you for supporting us at Landmark Baptist College, because this is where it's supported right here. And I thank you so much for it. Thank you.
I'm Amber Wyatt, and this is my fourth soul winning marathon at Landmark Baptist College. And it's been a blessing to be able to be a part of it. I don't know that any other colleges do this, but it's such a good opportunity, a good training time for all the college students and everyone. And this Soul Winning Marathon was a blessing because I was really focused on souls this time. I mean, I have before, but I really just set out to do what God wanted me to do. And, you know, I prayed really hard, and our group was really good. And, you know, but the Chad had preaching, and Brother Winston, I mean, we had a lot of good preaching. And we had a really hard, I feel that we had a hard place, like in Lakeland. I mean, we'd go down these long roads and just no trespassing, dogs, just you cannot talk to anybody, you know, and if you did get to talk to them, they didn't want to hear it. And I mean, and then we met a lot of saved people, and that was surprising because normally you don't meet a lot of saved people. And but it was a blessing because I was praying, and our group, the guys were witnessing to somebody, and me and Hannah Andrews were standing there, and I just felt led to pray. And I was like, okay, Hannah, let's pray. So I just started praying out loud and just asking God just to give me one soul. It was Friday afternoon, and I'm like, okay, Lord, please just give me one soul. That's all I wanted. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, win bunches of people to the Lord. I just wanted one. And I just asked the Lord, please, God, just give me one. And so we went down the road, and Mr. Hill's like, okay, the school's about to let out. You better get down there. And I'm like, I'm on it. So we go down there, and, you know, we're all ready to go and everything. And we're walking, and we're paying attention to whoever's around, and the kids start coming. And, I mean, we're just, like, passing out tracts like nothing. And we're just like, okay, you know, we're just asking them. And we don't even let them leave. They're not leaving until they say they're getting saved. You know, that's just how it was. You're like, you're getting saved. And so I got to lead two to the Lord, and that was a blessing to me, because I asked for one and God gave me two. And that's like saying, God was saying to Amber, I heard your prayer and I'm going to give you two. And that was just a blessing to me. And I just appreciate the church and the support that you guys give us, and the church family and everything, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Kayla, and this is my second year to go on Soul Winning Marathon. This is my last year. I'll be graduating, but it was such a blessing this year. I had the honor and privilege of getting to go with Mrs. Harvey last year, and it was amazing. It was such an amazing time. I didn't get to win anybody to the Lord, but it was such an amazing time to be able to go out with Mrs. Harvey and see her wisdom and how she leads people to Christ and everything. It was amazing. This year, Brother Hill had told us that we needed to start praying in advance. And I was like, okay, I was wondering if I was going to get with Mrs. Harvey again. But then I just started praying that the Lord would let me go with two specific girls. And I started praying for the two specific girls, and the Lord answered my prayer. I was able to go with Crystal. And me and her, we didn't get a lot of time to spend together, so I was praying specifically to get to go with her, and the Lord answered my prayer on that. So I was thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to be great. I've already had an answered prayer. I'm so excited. And we get out there, and it's, like, amazingly hot. And I told Crystal, I was like, do you feel like it's hot out here, or is it just me? She's like, no, it's hot, really. So we get up there, and we're just knocking doors and everything, and we get every door that we knocked on in the morning, nobody answered. And it was very discouraging, because we felt like we were out here, we're wanting to do the Lord's will and everything, and nobody was answering, or either people were like, no, thank you, and they wouldn't even take the track. Thursday, I believe, Crystal had started witnessing to a man, and he got up right at the point, and he was saying, yes, I understand, and then at the very end, he's like, no, I don't think so, maybe next time. So she was so discouraged. Well, a lady came out of the house, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go witness to her. So I went up, started witnessing to her, and I was telling her that she had said, well, maybe, you know, maybe next time. And I was like, but what's sad is that we might not have a next time. The Lord, it says in the Word that we're not even tomorrow, even the next hour. And she's like, yeah, that's true. Well, the guy turns around, and he's listening, and he's amening me and everything, and so she finally decided that she wanted to get saved, and it was amazing, because she was so open and so willing. I never talked to somebody before who was like, yes, oh my goodness, because it's right there in her face, and she realized that she needed to get saved. So that was my first that I was able to win to the Lord, and then two girls the next day I was able to win to the Lord. In total, I was able to win four people to the Lord. It was amazing. I prayed to the Lord that maybe I could just win one person, and the Lord gave me four, and it was so amazing. I had an amazing partner, and we had amazing guys. We had Stephen Mills and Hector, and Hector he's a great guy. Not a lot of high school kids would even consider going out on Soul Winning Marathon for 3 days, but he was a very good challenge to us to maintain and stay out there and do what we need to do. It was an amazing time.
My name's Michael Perkins. I'm one of the younger students, as you see. That wasn't meant to be funny. And I want to thank Brother Stephen for reminding us about being nervous, you know, because, you know, you hear a funny noise, that's my heart beating. Anyhow, we didn't encounter any crazy people like they're talking about, other than the ladies that was with us. They did meet they met a gentleman that was, he has been to heaven and talked to Jesus, and so they encountered him. We didn't get to deal with that. But it's like Brother Chad was talking about, I was witnessing to a young man, a college student, and I got very nervous, and you couldn't mess up the plan any more than what I messed it up. And God intervened, and that young man was saved.
Amen. And,
you know, that showed me that it's not me, it's the power of God. And anyhow, this was my first marathon, and I really enjoyed it, and I thank you all for your support.
Amen, sir. Hello, my name is Rachel Gillian, and this is my very first soul winning marathon, and it was such a blessing. The very first day was just not, you know, it was very discouraging. We knocked on doors, and we got so many doors slammed in our face, it wasn't even funny. And we were just kind of discouraged after the first day, and I'm just like, you know, I've been praying so hard, and I just wanted to see someone get saved. And I was just praying so hard and asking God, and the very next day was my birthday. And I asked God, I was like, dear God, you know, I just want to see one person get saved on my birthday. That would be such a great birthday gift. And I would just love that so much. I would just love to see the very first person to get saved. And we got out of the car and everything, got out of the van. Very first house we knocked on, it was my turn to talk to someone. And they were so receptive, and I was just talking, and they got saved the very first house I knocked on. And that was such a blessing. But even more was the very last person that we talked to that day, I had a chance to lead them to the Lord also. So God answered my prayer, not just with one, but with two. And another great blessing was a lady from the church. She was 60 years old, and she went out with us 2 days. And her name was Miss Roach, and she was so energetic. And I couldn't, it was just like absolutely amazing, because for being 60 years old, and knocking on doors, no offense, but knocking on doors all day and your feet getting tired and you getting tired. I mean, I was getting tired, and I'm young. And and for her to have so much energy, though, was absolutely amazing to me. And it's just, I want to be like that when I get older. And I want to be exactly like that. So, but it was such a blessing to me anyway. And thank you.
I'm Matthew Jenkins. This is my first soul winning marathon. And it was so exciting just being able to see God work in the lives of all these people in Lakeland. And not only that, in the lives of all of us up here, it wasn't just for the people's doors we were knocking on, it was for us too. And it got me personally so in tune with, you know, with the Lord and everything like that. And I'd be lying to you if I told you I wasn't excited on Friday afternoon when they told us it was time to go eat. But at the same token, I think I can speak for everybody up here and say that if they would have asked us to go back Saturday morning, we would have done it. It was just... it was a blessing. Personally, I got to lead two people to the Lord, and I don't know, it was just a great blessing. And get out there and knock doors any chance you can. I mean, it's awesome. But just a little word of advice: when they take your Bible and start preaching to you, you're in a bad way. All right. Thank you.
All right, my name is Amanda, and this is my 8th soul winning marathon, and it's a blessing to get to go out and talk to people about my Lord and Savior. It was such a blessing. I personally got to lead 8 people to the Lord, and the first day was actually the best day for me. I got to lead 5 the first day, and it was just amazing. And they talked about being like a herd of buffalo going to CC's. Thursday night, our bus was out for forever, it seemed like, and Brother Barry kept saying, let's stay out just a little bit longer. And during that little bit longer, I got to lead a couple more people to the Lord, and we didn't hardly make it for supper, but it was well worth it. And the one person that sticks out in my mind is a gentleman that was around 50 years old, and I walked up, and he had a nice looking motorcycle out there, and I noticed the license plate and it said Kentucky. I was like, okay. So I saw him getting his backpack and trying to get on it, and I was talking to him, and he's like, no, I don't know that I'm going to heaven. And I was like, well, let me show you, I can do that. And he said, okay. So he stood there and he was so ripe. It was such a blessing. And he got saved, and then he said, I'm on my way out. I'm leaving for Kentucky right now. And if we hadn't made it just a couple minutes earlier, he wouldn't have got saved. So it was such a blessing. Thank you.
My name is Samantha Sargent, and this is my third soul winning marathon. This soul winning marathon was a blessing to me because I remember the first time we met with our group and we found out our team leader was Dr. Rosales. He said, you know, you must spend yourselves. So I said, spend yourselves. He meant spending yourself in prayer and spending yourselves for God when you go out there. So that night I went to my room and I opened up the Word of God, and I was in this book of Corinthians. And I came across the verse that talks about, I will gladly spend and be spent for you. And I mean, I was praying all night. I woke up 4 o'clock that morning just ready to be filled up, ready to go out and pour myself. And as we went out, I mean, God just actually, he used my group in such a mighty way because we saw multiple persons give their heart to the Lord. I mean, it was like 3 days of fruit picking. You go out there and we just was picking fruits after fruits after fruits. And I mean, it was just awesome because one instance on Friday, I think we were praying, on Thursday, we were praying that, you know, God would allow the right person to answer the door. So we went up to this door and this mother answered the door. She's really angry. Oh, I'm not into this. So she called her daughter to the door, said, you can come to the door. Her daughter came to the door. She was a pregnant teenager. I was going through the gospel plan with her, and she accepted the Lord as her Lord and personal Savior. That same tract the mother threw on the couch, she picked up that tract and she started looking through it. And I just give the Lord praise for the opportunity just to go there and to spend myself.
Good evening. I'm very nervous. My heart is like beating very fast. I'm sweating like crazy. But my name is Ricardo Lewis, and I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. This is my fifth soul winning marathon. And Brother James Rosales, he was our team leader. And on our bus, we had a theme. It was no regrets, no reserves, and no retreats. And on this soul winning marathon, it meant a lot to me because this is my last soul winning marathon, because I'll be graduating next year with my master's. And on this soul winning marathon, I really wanted God to use me. I really wanted God to work through me and use me in a great and mighty way. And as I went out there, I was praying. I said, Lord, you know my heart. My heart's desire is just to be a clean vessel for you. And as I went out there, Brother Rosales, he dropped us off to this park. And I was witnessing to some young men, and I began to show them from the Bible how they were a sinner and how they needed Jesus and all that stuff. And I was reading Revelation 21, verse 8, and I reached to the part that all liars shall have their part and lay their burning with fire and brimstone. And one young man said, you know what? I need to call my dad. My dad needs that. I really need him to come ahead this summer. But as I look at it, those young men that trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, I looked at them. And I said, it's amazing what God could do with their lives after the fact that they trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. I looked at me in my life, how I was young at age 7, how I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior, and what God is doing in me now. I said, look at those young men. I made it a purpose in my heart to pray for them, that God would use them in a great and mighty way. And as I look back at this soul winning marathon, I really have no regrets. And I realized that I spent myself for the Lord, and I gave myself just to prayer, to Bible reading, to try to live for God, not just for those 3 days, but throughout my entire life. And through this soul winning marathon, God really rekindled a desire for lost souls inside my life. And I truly like to thank Lamar Baptist Church for sending us out there. I'd like to thank the Lord for Pastor Carter and Pastor Stephen Carter. Throughout my entire life being here, they've been a blessing in my life thus far. Thank you, church, for sending us. Thank you for being a blessing to me, for allowing me to be a young man from Nassau, Bahamas.
My name is Tiffany, and this was my second soul winning marathon. And last year, when I went on my first one, I was really, really nervous. I was really scared because I'd never really done anything like that before. This year, I couldn't wait for it to come. I was excited. And the whole time, you know, I was praying, Lord, please use me. And, you know, they placed me with Dr. Vercellis, and like Ricardo said, you know, he had the no reserves, no retreats, no regrets. And I was like, Lord, you know, this time, because last year, I mean, I'll admit it, I could have shared the gospel, and there were times when I could have and I didn't. And this year I was like, Lord, you know, please just be with me, and just, I don't want any regrets this time. So the first day we're out there, and we were out there all day. And at the end of the day, there was a group of girls coming down the street, and they're all like about 13, 14 years old. Two of them said they were saved. The one said, I'm going to hell. And the fourth said, she was saved because she got saved with her other friends, but she wasn't, and me and my partner, we got to lead both of them. Thursday, I was praying. I'm like, Lord, you know, you let us lead people to the Lord yesterday. I said, you know, let us do it again today, whole day. And Thursday was the longest day. And, you know, and being with Dr. Roselis, you know, no regrets, that means if you have 2 minutes to go witness, you're going to go door knocking. So, you know, it was tough, but, you know, it was really good. But Thursday, it's like I came off discouraged. And I was like, Lord, you know, why? And that night, it's like I just started praying. I'm like, Lord, you know, clean me up. If I've done anything, you know, please, I want to be used of you. So, and the next morning, what really touched me, we were on our way out to where we were going to witness, and there was a little mix-up in the direction, so we actually had a longer bus ride than to the area than we usually had. And, you know, the guys preached and everything, and after that, we started singing. You know, we started going through all the hymns, and my soul, like, revival came, like, on the bus team for those few minutes. And I got out, I was like, Lord, you know, just, you know, do what you will, you know, and do work in spite of me. You know, I want to be used, but in spite of me, just work through everything. First door that knocked on, where I got to talk to this little girl. She was sick and home from school. She got saved, and just throughout the day, you know, by the end of the day, four more people had got saved. What was a very specific answer to prayer, towards the end of the day, we had about 20 minutes left, and we were on a street, and like everything, no trespassing, beware of dog, and there were some big dogs. So, and no one home, everything. Well, a couple weeks before Soul Winning Marathon, I've been talking to Dr. Herring when he was here on Sunday morning, and he said, you know, I can't go out this time. He looked at me right at the eye, and he's like, lead some souls for me. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, because, you know, looking up to him, I'm like, so I started praying. I said, Lord, you know, we don't have that much longer left. There's no one out on the street. Lord, if you could just allow me to lead just one more, you know, for Dr. Herring's sake, please let me do it. Last door, and there were two ladies out. The one, they were both Spanish, but the mother couldn't speak English, and the daughter, she didn't even live there. She lived out in like Polk City or Plant City. You know, she didn't even live in the area. I started talking to her, and she got saved. So, you know, it was just a real blessing, you know. And I just want to thank you guys, you know, for supporting us and everything, because it's an experience of a lifetime.
Hello, my name is Brittany. I'm from Delaware, and this is my second year on Soul Winning Marathon. I got the pleasure of being Samantha Sargent's Soul Winner partner, and I was scared at first because she definitely is a pusher, and she likes to preach a lot. But, you know, I have a big fear of talking to people, and I've prayed to the Lord before Soul Winning Marathon, please just let me lead one, give me the courage to talk to people. And Wednesday, I attempted, and I accidentally called the guy Lord, that got me all, you know, shook up and stuff. And, you know, of course, Sam was like, it's okay, you did fine. But it really got me discouraged, so I prayed that night, and I was like, Lord, please just give me courage and the words to say tomorrow, I really need you. And Thursday, we ended up coming to a park, and there was three girls there. And Sam took them to the picnic table. You know, she was going to go through the plan of salvation with them. Well, before I knew it, Sam just left me there with them. And I was just like, well, I guess this is my turn. So I started witnessing to them, and as soon as I got into it, I was amazed how the Lord took over. Like, my fear was gone, and I just kept going. And they, all three of them, got saved. And then after that, Ricardo came back after he had already witnessed to lots of little boys. And there was a little boy that came up, and he's like, I want to hear, I want to get saved, you know. And I guess all his friends went and told him about it. And Ricardo was like, Brittany, that's you. And I was like, no, not, you know, I got scared again. But he also left me. So I took the little boy over in the grass, sat down with him, and once again the Lord took over, and that little boy also got saved. So that was my blessing.
All right, it's a blessing to hear the testimonies, isn't it? And how the Lord used these college students to be sowers in the and the harvest and the Lord's harvest, and what a blessing it is. We'll hear from some more. Hopefully we can try to do it while it's still fresh. We had spring break last week and don't want too much time to pass before they get to get up and share about what the Lord did and how he worked in their hearts and everything. So hopefully maybe I'm not positive about the schedule, but hopefully we'll hear some more testimonies from them next week also. Let's